7, The River.
So in a sudden rush of blood to the head one day, Kev decided that he needed to run a marathon. Then started talking to one of our colleagues who not only is very talented on the wireless, but also happens to be a personal trainer. Enter Hayley. Hello, Hayley.
Good morning. Very nice intro there, Lou.
Oh, look, you're welcome. So Kev decided he needed to do a marathon. You said, whoa, up there, big fella. Maybe we need to train for this. Maybe a half marathon to start with, then a marathon later. So you've convinced him to calm down a little bit. But has he put his body on the line, Hayley? Is he actually training for this half marathon? Because he's actually, you guys are doing a half marathon at this year's Relay for Life.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's definitely put his body on the line, but I'm a bit concerned, a little bit too much. I'm not sure if he's been training enough for it to be what we're over a week and a half out for 22K. The furthest we've run so far is 13,
right,
which was, what, last weekend?
Yeah.
So we need to knock out 15 this weekend. Mm. But my concern is we train when I'm home, but every time I travel away, I'm not inside Albury. It seems Kev has all these excuses, and he doesn't seem to train. So I'm going to be away this weekend. I'm going to tackle my 15K when I'm visiting my dad. So, Kev, have you mapped out your 15K route yet?
Are you making the commitment?
Hayley, I'm all over it. Don't you worry. I've been running this road solo because you've been so unreliable as a training partner.
Have you already done 15?
And can I say, little awesome Hayley here, who's, on the bandwagon with everyone else here at work bagging me out, we went for a 4K run yesterday. Almost the whole run, I had to keep slowing down my pace because I was leaving her behind.
Because, you know what, I'm a bit exhausted from all my training, Kev. You're fresh as a day.
No, but
you haven't done it.
That there is the issue. You're overdoing it. You've been unwell in this whole process where you got a bit of an infection and you couldn't breathe very well, so that hit you down a few rungs on the ladder. And I've just been healthy, powerful, and just consistently fresh the whole time.
We'll see. Proof will be in the pudding.
Yeah, indeed.
There's so pudding.
After you do 22Ks, there's
great
pudding.
I'm there.
That'll make him run faster, Hayley. You should have thought of that earlier.
Forget dangling the carrot.
Yeah.
Dangle the pudding.
Chocolate self-sourcing pudding with double dollop cream. Thank you.
That's it at the end of the race. So, okay, we're joking about it, but you guys are doing a half marathon at Relay for Life. So you've got to, you're doing it around the Relay for Life track at Birralee Park.
That's right,
Does it start at 10, is that right?
10.30.
Okay, so 10.30 next Saturday, not this Saturday, the 25th. And do you think, I mean, you haven't, neither of you have run that 22, magic 22 Ks yet, or 21.1
Not in this particular session.
No, you don't need to beforehand.
Don't you?
Hayley's done a half before.
Okay, so Hayley has done it before, so she knows she can do it.
Yeah, she's given me the motivation. She said, look, Kev, the adrenaline will get you there on the day. Yeah. I don't need to train. The adrenaline will get me there on the day.
Well, he is hoping. He's hoping.
Indeed.
It's either that or I'll be severely injured.
Well, no, you'll be right. You'll be fine. So you'll be
dragging you.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be running around the Relay for Life track. Hayley, have you got any tips for anyone that, you know, wants to have a go? Just have a go?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Just have a go. If you've already clocked up a few Ks and you're looking for the next goal to get you there, then why not tackle the 22 with us next weekend?
Yeah, and the thing is too, so is it $20 entry fee, is that right?
Yep.
So $20 to enter to do the half marathon at Relay for Life.
And all that goes to the Cancer Council.
It all goes to the Cancer Council. It's the Rivers team, you know, contribution. So if you, you know, if you think you're a runner and you've been running consistently, this is a great little goal. Maybe on your way to a marathon, maybe you want to do a marathon as well. You need to do a half marathon first, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just tick off a little goal, one goal at a time, and then, work your way to the marathon.
Mm. And Kev's goal is chocolate self-sourcing pudding with double
dollop
cream.
Yes, and then think of the pudding afterwards.
Yeah, as much pudding as you want to eat once you've done 22 Ks.
Well, I'm going to try to get Mother Mary waiting at the finish line with her chocolate self-sourcing
pudding. Just don't eat it beforehand, Kev, because we don't want any incidents around the course.
No. Mind you, he might need to carb up before he starts, Hayley.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Hayley, you'll be fine. You do your 15K run this week. And where are you at the moment?
I'm actually just at the gym, Kev. I've just stepped outside, so, you know, just getting one step ahead.
Yeah, Kev doesn't,
need all the training
Kev doesn't
you can
know
get.
What one of those looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Hayley.
Thanks, guys.
It's 19 to 9, Louisa and Kev on 105.7 The River. It'll all be good.
It'll be all right on the night or on the day.
Exactly. Paul Kelly, To Adore, The River.